Friday marked the 20th anniversary of what became known as the 8888 student uprising in a country that we now call Myanmar. Back then, everyone called it Burma. On August 8, 1988, hundreds of thousands of students and other demonstrators marched peacefully through Rangoon and in cities across the country to demand democracy and an end to military rule. But soldiers fired into the crowds. More than 1,000 people were killed. Protests continued. On September 18th, the military suspended the Constitution and suppressed the public demonstrations with even more brutal force. Thousands more were killed. Many members of the 88 generation, as they came to be called, were arrested, went into hiding, or fled the country. Dr. Thon Thuon was one of the leaders of the uprising in his township. He fled Burma in 1988, and he's since become the representative for United Nations Affairs for the National Coalition Government of the Union of Burma, essentially Burma's government in exile. Dr. Thuon joins us from our studios in New York. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, that's my pleasure.
What happened on August 8, 1988?
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible experience. On that day, together with a group of students, I went around the city with loudspeaker, mobilizing the public to join at the rally. And the soldiers came in and tried to interrupt our announcements. They arrested us for a while at a government building. But within a few minutes, many people surrounded the building and demanded for the release of us. So fortunately, we were released back.
Yeah. And what were you hearing about the demonstrations in Rangoon at that point?
You know that it's a big demonstrations, and on 18 September, the regime used force to crack down the demonstration. They shoot it into the crowds, and and minimum at least 3,000 people were killed in the streets. The crackdown in our hometown happened 3 days earlier than the crackdown in Rangoon. In the early morning of 17, soldiers raided the headquarters of the strike committee, which was located in a pagoda in our hometown. Mm-hmm. And then they fired the gun, in the dark. But fortunately, some of the students brought me out from the pagoda. They put me into a trishaw and drove to a village, which was 3 hours drive from our hometown.
Can you bring us back to help us understand why you thought it was important to go into the streets?
Yes, as a young medical doctor, I started to realize that a country like Burma, which was known as the rice bowl of Southeast Asia, I started to see the problem of malnutrition, especially among the children. Because the government spent just a little bit of money for the health and social welfare and spent more than 40% of the budget and the military. So I started to feel that we have to change the system.
The demonstrations which you helped organize and lead occurred 20 years ago. 20 years later, an entire generation of Burmese has grown up under the regime that you were trying to displace. Does that raise the question as to what your demonstrations accomplished?
Yeah, of course. That 8888 demonstration at least instilled the aspiration for democratic struggle. Last year when public protests led by the Buddhist monks happened, I found a young generation joining in the movement. It is a very encouraging sign.
Doctor, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's my pleasure.
Dr. Thon Thuon was a protest leader in the 8888 demonstrations all over Burma, speaking to us from New York.